It's the start of a new baseball season, and the team rosters show how much the major leagues are drawing on international talent. Commentator Ev Ehrlich says this is indicative of the global economy.
The mighty Casey's Mudville Nine were all from Mudville. But these days, players come from everywhere, including Japan. And their movement teaches us something about globalization. Pitcher Kazuhisa Ishii is the latest manifestation of this trend. Ishii was previously the ace of the Yakult Swallows, a league strikeout champion. Aware that Ishii was willing to play in America, the Swallows put him out to bid to American ball clubs. The Los Angeles Dodgers paid the Swallows over $11 million for the right to sign him. The Dodgers then came up with another $3 million a year for 3 years for Ishii's salary. It sounds like a ton of money, but in the modern world of baseball as entertainment, it's not. Ishii will end up costing the Dodgers half of what they would have paid the pitcher he's replacing, Korean Chan Ho Park. Last year, the Seattle Mariners plucked outfielder Ichiro Suzuki from Japan. He cost them about half of what Ken Griffey would have made and ended up American League batting champion. So the pattern's been set. Japanese players are cheap by the standards of the U.S. market. Japanese club owners, confronted with the prospect of losing them, can make a nice piece of change by selling the rights to them to American clubs. Next year, the likely new player will be slugger Norihiro Nakamura of the Osaka Buffaloes. After that, who knows? Granted, foreign players in almost every sport flock to America. 21 out of 22 players on the Russian Olympic hockey team played in the National Hockey League. Latin players have been stars in Major League Baseball for decades, and European players now permeate the NBA. But there's a difference here. The movement of Japanese baseball players to America represents one commercially successful league, Major League Baseball, outcompeting its foreign counterpart, the Japanese Major Leagues. It's not that different from Intel forcing Japanese chipmakers to contract and consolidate. American baseball is so economically powerful that unless the Japanese leagues make their product more profitable, they may soon become an unofficial U.S. minor league. The stripping of the Japanese leagues is a parable of economic globalism. To us, globalism means that Hideo Nomo, Ichiro Suzuki, and now Kazuhisa Ishii come here to play. But it's understandable if the Japanese fan sees it differently. A more open world economy will find these differences, like the differences between the value of ballplayers here and in Japan, and exploit them. The result, the influx of first-ranked Japanese players to the U.S., makes the world economy better in that those players will be more productive once they're here. They'll generate more money for themselves and for their teams. From that perspective, it makes all the economic sense in the world to us.
The comments of Ev Ehrlich, Senior Vice President of the Committee for Economic Development in Washington, D.C. He was Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration.